Sorry. Go ahead, Lonnie. I apologize. Go ahead, finish.
Well, that's how it goes every month. And I can mention specific examples, but I won't on this call. But
I had three follow-ups, and that was one. I think that maybe what we should do as a committee this year is to commit to making sure that we tighten up the processes. And if there are stations that are having, after the internal auditor does his or her audit, maybe you should report to the audit committee in executive session where we're having issues, what's not being done. We're not going to do personnel type issues. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about we should know what the issues are before the external auditor comes.
Yeah.
And not have it in this book where, you know, the whole world hears that this one is not doing so and this station is not doing this, that, and the other. But we should know that maybe we could suggest, you know, there are people on this call who have different areas of expertise, but just so that we could tighten up the controls a little bit. And I think that would also cut back on the cost. Maybe the auditor doesn't have to stay here that long, because if they charge by the hour, and when they come to do their spot, that's the external auditor. When he or she comes to do the spot checks, everything will be in order.
Yeah.
I don't know how people feel about that.
Might be a good idea, you know, at least quarterly. But, you know, we used to call it errors and omissions report.
Okay.
And say, this is the errors we're finding, these are the omissions we're finding. Mm-hmm. And it's a good time to do it in terms of monitoring how well the financial policies and procedures manual is, in fact, being implemented and monitored.
That is correct. Now, this is me. I'd just like to ask the members of the committee, how do you feel about that? What I just suggested. Any objections? Any tweaks to it?
This is Susan.
Okay.
And I think that is an excellent idea. And I think we have initial guidance from the management, inadequacies that were identified in the prior audit. And steps taken to address it in the policies and procedures. I agree with you. We have already a lot of information, and it's a good idea if we can be ahead of what the issues would be identified by the auditors.
Okay. Thank you. Since everyone is quiet, I assume that you agree with that, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. My
Don
next
White.
Thing is,
Don White here.
Don, is it okay if I finish with my next two? Is that okay?
Of course.
Okay. The other thing is, in terms of conflict of interest, members of the board, well, both governance bodies, local and national boards, being not the external auditor, we should not have any dealings with him or her, correct, Lonnie?
Yeah. If a board member?
Yeah.
Has,
when I say dealings, I don't mean just talking with the person, but, you know.
Yeah, I think there are three levels. One level is where they have a relationship with an auditor where they have a financial relationship with an auditor. That is to say, any audit candidate, certainly, should be disclosed. And the audit committee can make can follow the conflict of interest procedures we have in the bylaws, which are fairly clear, and we've used them before. The second level of disclosure would be whether, especially a member of the audit committee, has a personal or otherwise previous relationship or current relationship with an auditor. They're auditing the books from a previous group or organization, or one that may be information that may be related to it. An ally organization like Free Speech Radio News or Democracy Now that have direct financial dealings with the network, all should be disclosed by the committee. The third level of disclosure is whether or not a member of the board or LSB has a family member who is a member, familiar relationships of a prospective auditor. So all should be disclosed, and the audit committee can follow the procedures that are outlined in the bylaws.
Okay, thank you. Don, thanks for waiting.
Oh, my pleasure. Obviously, we're not going to talk about specific signal areas and that kind of thing, but generally speaking, inasmuch as your office, Lonnie, has monitored on a monthly basis the stations, is there any merit to having the new auditor, instead of taking just a rotation that's pre-existing, having the new auditor focus on what is perceived to be the weakest or the station most in need of oversight? I mean, you must have, and your staff must have an idea of, I mean, now that we have a policies and procedures manual, every station should be following that. Theoretically, those procedures should be in place and everything should be hunky-dory. But what do you think about having the new auditor focus with more samples? I know a lot of this is done by samples, recapitulation of bank account, bank statements and so on, and looking at procedures and pulling out things and doing samples. Should it be the station that's most in need now of help?
Well, that's a good question, Don. What we've done is we identified WBI that needed help, and the auditor wasn't in New York. That's their home base. So it was easy for them to get the five blocks over to WBI. So we audit them every year and have done so for the last 3 years. So we also identify the rotation stations. So we do two stations every year now, WBI plus whatever other station is in the rotation.
I see.
That's how we sort of done it. And
so you're saying WBAI would be audited pretty intensely again by this new auditor?
Absolutely.
I see. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay,
and
well,
it's critical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would agree with that, because they had like 12 outstanding things. Okay, anyone else on this topic? Anybody else has anything he or she wants to say? Okay, I have, I'm going to ask your permission to give the two-thirds to amend the agenda. I forgot to notice that at the next meeting, we need to have the election for permanent chair and permanent secretary. So could I just get unanimous consent to allow me to add that?
No objection.
No objection.
Sure.
So, thank you very much. The other thing is, because I heard quite a few beeps, I think folks have dropped off. How about if I contact Susan, Tracy, Lonnie, Ambrose to set up a date for our working group to jump on this RFP
Sounds great.
We can be finished with it, so we come back to the committee on the 29th. We have something for folks to take a look at. And in the interim, those of you who have questions, please post them to the audit committee listserv. Those are the members. The people who are not audit committee members, like Lonnie and Nicole, if you send them to me, I'll be more than happy to post them to the list. Okay?
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
For consideration. So try to do that as quickly as you can. And somehow I think I'm forgetting something. Okay. Also, for the next meeting, although that might be kind of long if we do the RFPs, to notice an executive session to discuss the first quarter's issues with stations, Lonnie, any audit issues that you might have. But we'll do that in executive session.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Do we have a date for the next meeting, Madam Chair?
It's going to be on the 29th. Let me just ask you really.
May.
Yeah. Let me just ask you really quickly. For January, February, and March, do you have a lot? The reason I'm asking is to sort of estimate how much time we would need.
Well, I have two stations.
Okay.
that I would put on.
I didn't hear you, Lonnie.
There are two stations that I would have to put on the agenda for close review.
Okay. Now, do you have audits from all five stations?
Oh, as I say, we do it every month. And we have two issues with two stations in terms of how the books are being kept.
Okay. So you have what? That would be 45 sets of audits? 5 days. How do you do them? You have sheets of paper? You have 45 sheets of paper? We're talking about 3 months. We're doing them quarterly. How is it done?
Well, we do it every month.
What kind of record keeping do you have?
Well, what we would do is identify particular issues in terms of how the books are being kept at those stations, and we would have a report on what the issues were, and we would go over them.
Okay. So you have 15 of those, right?
15?
One for each station, the five stations, 3 months, 15, right?
Roughly, but it's more
okay.
Like issues that are recurring each month that
okay.
really need correction. We're correcting them, but we certainly would like not to have to do it every month. That's one kind of problem. The second kind of problem is sort of ongoing issues where there might be disputes. The third kind of issue is one where that we're sort of in the middle of investigating and we're not sure where it's going to go. I'm just sort of bringing it up as this is coming up and we're looking into a sort of issue.
Okay, great. So what we'll try to do, the five of us that are on the working group, we're going to try our best to get you folks the suggested RFP so you could take a look at it before the 29th. And during that time, if you have any suggestions, then you could communicate with us. So the meeting should not be that long. And then we will go into executive session after. Is that okay with everyone?
Sounds
great.
Good.
Yes, thank
Fine.
You. Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Great. So that's it for me for my new business. Does anybody have any more new business? No? Oh,
move adjournment.
We're just so efficient.
A great job.
I heard a motion to adjourn.
Yes, you
Any
did.
Any objections to adjourning?
If you object, you get to be the chair of the secretary.
That sounds good to me, Tracy. Okay, folks, thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you very much.
Hey.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Everyone.